So, here's the job, really. Don't hate the game, learn its rules, and then play by them. There's no clock on this thing. Let the game come to you. Get into flow. Hit the ball at the same speed that it's coming at you, and no faster. Unless you see an opening, in which case, don't be afraid to attack. Pay attention to what's working, even when it only gives you inches. With focus, the inches add up to miles. And with enough mileage, you can take down anyone. If you keep going long enough, you can't lose. And this is the part of the video where I give my pitch for my own YouTube coaching program. Actually, if I were to run the numbers, we'd probably get around 200 applications for YouTube coaching every time I do one of these call to actions. And of those, eventually 15 people come into a cohort. And this isn't one of those like false scarcity things where when CoffeeZilla was making fun of like some scammers, like people like Brian Rose from London Real, he always makes fun of the fact that they create like this fake scarcity and they're like, whoa, the shares are closing down pretty soon. Genuinely though, I can only have so many cohorts and we only take on so many people per cohort. One of my students who I'm just like so deeply proud of is Jed Hearn. He's got this amazing channel on how to be a better writer, writing fiction, and he's written a number of books himself. And his very first video in my coaching program climbed up to 220,000 views. But on top of that, we've also worked with him pretty closely to help him build out his business backend.
Even with only 6,000 subscribers, I'm seeing some really good money come in. And recently the program helped me close a $5,000 client for one of my coaching services, which was amazing. And it's just an example of the kind of creative and really tailored business development strategies that you're going to learn inside the program. So I highly recommend it. It's the best investment I've ever made in growing my YouTube channel and growing my platform as an author.
Like, he's going to be making more than a lot of YouTubers with several hundred thousand subscribers, because his backend is starting to become so robust. Pretty soon, he'll be crossing that $10,000 per month monthly revenue mark. If that's something you're interested in, we are closing up spots pretty soon here. There's a link in the description box. You can apply for coaching with me. We'd love to get on a call with you if we see potential in you. I have come to realize this very deeply with a good portion of my life, that doing the basics will get you the vast amount of results. In fact, doing the basics and only the basics is probably what is going to help you reach your potential the fastest. Now, in all fairness, I had come up with the idea for this video because I saw someone else's video pop up on my feed. Do the basics, get 80% of the results. I would argue though, it's something more like 95% of the results. In fact, the entirety of your potential comes down to the basics, and that's what this video is all about. To understand the importance of basics, I kind of want to draw from an example that I guess every millennial in middle school could relate to this, RuneScape. I was really into RuneScape for a while, and for a period there, the skill that I really wanted to level up in RuneScape was woodcutting. I don't know why. I think I like that you just had an axe, that's all you needed, and then you could just chop down trees and level up your woodcutting. I didn't even really know what it meant, but you know, it felt good to see that progress. And when it comes to strategizing to increasing your woodcutting level in RuneScape, you can progress through the different trees. So there's normal trees, then oak trees, willow trees. Eventually there's yew trees and magic trees. Now, yew and magic trees, they require the most amount of level to start cutting. For instance, if you're level 30, you can only cut down willow trees. But if you climb up to level 60, you can finally start cutting down yew trees, and they give you more experience per cut. However, the key to actually getting your woodcutting level to go up as fast as possible is to not jump over to yew trees or later on magic trees, but rather to stay on willow trees, which is like a middling level tier tree to cut. And it only gives you like 40 experience point per log cut rather than the 175 of yew trees. But because willow trees are more abundant in this pocket of the RuneScape map that is next to a bank, you can cut a lot more of those trees down and easily walk over to the bank and put those trees away and then go back to cutting more, that actually you end up generating more experience points per minute of RuneScape played if you cut down willow trees as opposed to yew trees or magic trees. And as trite or nerdy or in the past as that sounds, I actually think about this phenomenon inside RuneScape all of the time, like pretty often, because I think it has so many metaphors for how life works. You see, in life you think, everything is going to be awesome when you level up to a certain amount of something where you can barely just start doing that thing. And then you want to do that thing that you barely have the ability to do. But really, the majority of gains in life come from doing more of the slightly easier task, the slightly easier KPI at volume. And I mean, it applies in so many contexts. For instance, in weightlifting, if you want to increase strength, you're not supposed to hit your one rep max all the time, which would be like cutting down the yew tree. You know, as soon as you hit level 60, you start cutting down the yew tree. Instead, what you should do is probably do some kind of volume work so that your strength actually increases. You know, doubles, triples, sets of five. These things will have an effect on your strength, you know, depending on the program that you're following. This is all to say, in the service of the first principle of this video, that you can apply aggression to Pareto's principle. I've come to realize that it's better to do more of the basics than it is to add on to the basics. Because if you do more volume of the basic things of whatever you're trying to achieve, then you end up getting more reps for the stuff that has the biggest bang for your buck. That is actually what is going to give you the fastest progress. The second idea I want to share in this regard is that doing work outside of the basics prevents you from doing the basics more. If the foundation of success with anything that you're trying to do is literally just working the fundamentals, then anything you do outside of the fundamentals is getting in the way of that. For instance, this is actually something that I went through back in the day where, look, man, I just wanted to be more attractive to more women, genuinely. And you know what? I would watch a lot of red pill content, and it seemed like the tier of woman that I wanted to get, I needed to like be doper, you know, like I needed to be cooler, like be up to cooler stuff. So I genuinely got into motorcycling, flying planes, developing all sorts of different hobbies. I took up guitar. I started playing tennis. On some level, it was to round myself out in like a personality sense so that I just seemed like super awesome all the time. One of the reasons I even like convinced myself to skydive is because a part of me wanted to be an extreme sports adventurer, even though inside my inherent constitution, I'm like a fearful, boring person to like a good degree. But I was trying to like craft this persona. Obviously, some of it I love. There's also opportunities for amazing cinematography around some of the things that I started taking on. But a good part of it was like, oh, maybe girls are gonna think I'm freaking sicker because I'm doing all this stuff. And what I came to realize is that really, if you just wanna like get a girlfriend or have women be more attracted to you, then all this stuff about like the hobbies and like the fact that you're a motorcyclist is so in the minutia of like the fundamentals that gets you results with women, which is setting up dates with them and then being authentic, being vulnerable, escalating if you're into the person, which is to say like trying to be more physical with them and just leading interactions, you know, trying to be someone who is yourself, but also creates an experience. I think that is your responsibility as a guy. And if you can do those things, you can just be fun. On some level, what does flying a plane have to do with getting a girl? You just have to like, if she likes you, you should just set up a date with her and move on with your life. So anything you do outside of the fundamentals is really just getting in the way of doing the fundamentals more. And so this is not to say that you shouldn't do things outside of the basics. Like, for instance, if you genuinely like flying planes or riding motorcycles, like I do, like I do enjoy it actually, despite everything I've just said. That's cool, but just know that that's time spent outside of the fundamentals. And it's important to realize the key performance indicators, the things that actually matter, the habits of Pareto's principle that apply to whatever you're achieving. And the cool thing about like the human brain, people don't realize this. You're actually pretty freaking smart, dude. You know what would be foundational, fundamental to a lot of the results you would want to achieve in life, but you sort of just like forget, or you don't realize that you can just trust your best judgment on things to like get the results you want. The third principle I want to share in this video is that doing the basics consistently is actually very rare. There's an amazing quote that I don't quite remember. I had heard it some time ago, but it basically says success is doing the same things day in and day out, and then continuing to do them even once you find success and not thinking that you're more special than you are because you start getting results. Like, if you just keep going, just do the same things for an uncommonly long period of time, you will get results in like that thing you're seeking, so long as the habits or actions that you're executing on actually are indeed the fundamentals of what you're chasing. And that is the funny part about all of this. It's not so much that you have to do anything new or cool. You just have to do like the obvious stuff very, very consistently. And it leads to amazing results. I never would have imagined that I would have a company moving at a 7-figure run rate. And my dad has often asked me this. He's like, did you expect any of this to happen? Like when you started YouTube, did you think that it would turn into this? He said, I certainly didn't. And I realized I wasn't even consciously thinking about certain things, but I was consistently following some of the rules of success, for instance, in money, at least to some degree. And so those results kept compounding because I actually didn't think I was that smart or that cool. And I just kept doing the thing that made sense to do. And turns out that was actually pretty rare. In fact, I actually pride myself on being a YouTuber who maybe isn't crazy talented. Like obviously we have cinematography in my videos and I'm a decent actor, so I can do some comedy sketches and stuff. But a lot of what I have done is actually very replicable, and a big part of what has given my medium output, like my medium inherent talent, some amount of success is like I just kind of did some stuff every day. I just showed up every day and did what made sense at the time. Now for the second half of this video, I actually want to break down what I think are the basics, the fundamentals of different terrains of life that we all might find interesting. I mean, I at least find them interesting, so perhaps hopefully you would as well. And these are genuinely just my take on them. It's actually not very research driven, but I did pull these ideas together because they came from my experience. And I think even that just carries weight. So the first is in the space of fitness. The three fundamentals in the space of fitness for me are sleeping 8 hours a night, eating 50 grams of protein with every meal, and working out every day. Sleep is very important because it's literally more effective than steroids when it comes to recovery. Your body has like a surge of growth hormone when you're sleeping, repairs tissue. It removes toxins from your brain. And those rare nights where you get truly a fantastic amount of sleep. We all have them. I think not enough of us have experienced those great nights of sleep to a sufficient amount. But that day where you really needed the sleep, but you know, you somehow weren't looking at your phone late at night, you fell asleep well, and you slept something like 9 hours. Like you really got it in, and you woke up fresh at like 7 a.m., 8 a.m. Those nights of sleep, you feel like truly incredible the next day. You feel like almost euphoric. And literally the drug you took was just sleep. I'm currently in the thick of a lifestyle challenge video, actually. It's going to take a full 2.5 months to come out just because it is very challenging and technical. And that video is living like Roger Federer for 60 days. I'm trying to get as good at tennis as possible in the next 2 months to try to beat my friend Anthony in a tennis match. And one of the aspects as I was studying Roger Federer is the fact that he sleeps like 10, 11, 12 hours a night. So does LeBron James, and so does the Olympic sprinter Usain Bolt. Like, these guys really freaking prioritize their sleep to such a degree because it is the number one performance enhancing drug. And so that is obviously the first foundation. You sleep well, you have great energy, you can actually crush your workouts, your mind is so much sharper, it's easier to make good decisions, it's easier to avoid things like sugar cravings. Everything works well when you sleep. The demons fucking come in when you don't. The second, eating 50 grams of protein with every single meal. I came up with this because I sort of struggle with tracking my calories perfectly, especially when life gets busy. I'm jumping between client meetings and shoots and visiting my parents. It feels like there's so much going on. So sometimes it's hard to like stop to weigh the food and measure everything out. It gets kind of stressful at times. But this general rule that I came up with for myself, which is pretty helpful, like it has gotten me some amount of results in my first year and a half of lifting, is just eat 50 grams of protein with every meal. You eat protein, it fills you up. It makes it less likely that you'll eat trash food. Like you don't feel as motivated to eat trash food. You're getting protein. Really, at least some people have said you can only absorb around 50-ish grams of protein per meal. I mean, there's definitely a cap. Maybe you can absorb more grams of protein, but 30, 50, maybe up to 70 grams of protein max. There's a limit where you can only eat so much protein in one meal. So that's a simple rule I came up with myself, which made dieting very easy. Just eat the protein first. Like, I actually don't have a rule against eating Cheetos or ice cream, but only if I've literally eaten like the lean protein that I'm supposed to be eating. And if I'm not satiated after that, I can eat the other stuff. You know, if you hit your protein numbers every day, it makes it a lot easier to make progress in the gym, get stronger, get aesthetic. And then the third one is workout every single day, which some people might oppose because it's like, oh, you're supposed to have rest days. And look, rest and recovery is valuable. But at least in my life, I came to realize that exercise has so many benefits just outside of the training results, you know, the hypertrophy. It's so good for your mind. Like, it just promotes such an amazing sense of well-being. And there are so many kinds of fitness that you can do that you can generally do something every day. If you actually need a full day of recovery, you can just do yoga that day. And I would count that, you know, but we all benefit from sunlight. We don't get enough of it. So I came up with this rule that's actually more effective. Work out every day. Don't take the rest day until like life throws a rest day at you, but just do something every single day. And that's a lot easier than like a 3 day per week split, 4 day per week split. Just hit it in some capacity every single day. The next category I want to address is money. The basics of money are: number one, work your job. Listen, show some fucking respect for the job. Like, love your job. Why not? It makes everything else possible. Work the job you have right now. Just do it. Do it with enthusiasm. Try to get the stuff done early. Get out of there. The second basic of getting good at money: try something new that seems like a good idea. The thing about your career and finances is the foundation of it is working your job. But then the stuff that's just outside of your job, you can come up with what that is within like 2 minutes. You know, when I was still in my Salesforce career, the one thing outside of actually working my job was just gaining the next certification. Or if I felt like I had enough certifications to be now super qualified, just start like poking around at new positions with a higher salary. But I came to realize, like, even as I got to the point where I did gain that second or third or fourth certification, my boss would start talking to me about a promotion. So that was like the next tier up that was actually really elevating, is like, just try some new stuff that's kind of common sense that seems like a good idea. If you don't have any momentum in your career, really the first place to start is to learn a skill and turn that into a job. Like, I'm actually a huge proponent of starting out your career by getting a 9-to-5, because I think it makes life a lot simpler. You know, you're making a base salary and now you can move on to the next thing. The third foundational principle of money is play the loser's game. Now, this is an idea that I encountered a long time ago from a book called Poor Charlie's Almanac. It was a book by Charlie Munger, who is the business partner of Warren Buffett. And he said with most of his investments, he played the loser's game. The loser's game, this is an idea from tennis. That's just trying not to do anything too crazy, but just keeping the ball in play. So when you're playing the loser's game in life, you're not trying to do anything super awesome. You're not trying to level up super fast by like serving this insane serve, or like trying to like really put a lot of spin on the ball and like dupe the opponent. You're just trying to not make mistakes. You're just trying to keep the ball in the court. And especially for someone who's a newbie like me, playing the loser's game, that's actually my primary strategy in tennis. It's probably what I'm going to try to implement against Anthony when I play him. Just play the loser's game. Don't try to be cool. Don't try to do anything extravagant. Actually be very, very conservative, however that might show up, but don't take on that very speculative investment. You know, if you don't understand a business fully, don't try to buy a house that you're going to try to repaint and flip. Just do the basics with your money, you know, like put it in a place where it's a kind of a safe investment, like 10% return on investment. The thing that is like boring rather than the thing that is speculative. And then actually a bonus principle for this idea of money, the basics of money, is that you should mindstorm every evening. I've talked about mindstorming numerous times, but if there's anything that put me on the trajectory of being a millionaire, it's mindstorming, which is simply writing down your goal the top of a sheet of paper or on your computer, and then writing it in the form of a question, and then coming up with as many responses as possible to that question, ideally something like 20, and then looking over that list and thinking, what of this list could I try today? And if you mindstorm regularly and then just try some new stuff based off of your mindstorms, like even if you did 2 new things a day to progress your career, progress money, really progress any aspect of your life, in a year that would be like 700 new things you tried, or at least 700 hours put into something to progress your career. A good portion of them would not lead to results. They would have been a dead end. But the ones that actually hit, those are the ones that end up booking you the biggest client of your life. Those are the things that actually just quantum leap your career. Moving on, I'm gonna address dating. The fundamentals, the basics of dating. If you do these things, I think you would get pretty solid results. Number one, be sexy. What do I mean by that? Just get to a low body fat. It's actually, I think getting to a low body fat percentage is more important than even having muscle, because if your body fat is anything over like 15%, really, your face just doesn't look as attractive as it could. It doesn't look as lean as it could. And I'm still working on this, but if you can get down to something like 12%, 11%, 10%, you start to get like hollow cheeks. You start to get this real in a cool way, hunter look to your face that makes you like the most attractive version of yourself. And then, you know, the other components of be sexy: dress well, dress to your liking, be well groomed, be showered. Also, a part of being sexy, at least in the world of dating, is, you know, have your own place. If you have to end up bringing the girl back to your mom's place, maybe just put the dating thing on hold for just a bit, you know, till your life and career is more conducive to it. So that's the foundational basic. The second of five things that I could think of with this: have great photos for your online profile. Now, yes, meeting people online, meeting people on a dating app, it's not as good of a story. It's kind of uncool. In fact, it's kind of cowardly, maybe, I would say. It just doesn't feel like it's a manly way of conducting yourself, but by God, is it efficient. If you set up a great online profile, you will at least come across more women, at least the faces of more women, than you would otherwise. And the potential for meeting these people is pretty solid from dating apps, I found. But most guys don't actually have solid photos in their dating profiles. And at this point, presenting yourself well online is like deeply important across all things, like everything. So much of how people understand who we are is literally based off of your Instagram photos and like the way you present in photos online. So you should just optimize these, you know? A key aspect, as someone who's now taken a lot of thumbnail photos for other people or literally just taken some portrait photography, the key to making yourself and making people look good on camera, especially in photos, is to think. Like, the eyes need to be alive. So you need to actually like have some sort of emotion. A good hack that I learned from the YouTuber Sawyer Hartman is that before taking a photo or before taking someone's photo, you should close your eyes and think of a cool, empowering memory, like something that excites you, something that made you feel good, like it made you feel like, oh, that was a great day. And then just open your eyes and then take the photo. And you'll look about as good as you possibly could look, because the eyes look so animated and alive that you just look like magnetic on camera. The third of the basics when it comes to dating is to set up and go on dates. That's it, man. There I was out there flying airplanes when really I just needed to set up and go on the date, you know, with the girl who wanted to go on a date with me. And then the fourth basic is tough, but it really is very important in all of life, but especially in your relationships. And that is to be authentic. Try to be the realest, most vulnerable version of you. And this applies to so many terrains of life. If you can come across as authentic, if you can come across as like, damn, this guy's literally just a real person, he's not talking at me, he's there with me, then it presents you in the best light, because we just want to connect with each other. And for whatever reason, maybe people aren't as good at their social skills as they once were. It's a lot harder for people to see each other eye to eye, like person to person. And if you can just be authentic and be vulnerable, you'll actually stand out. You don't need to like flex your money or tell someone in their face how amazingly your career is going. Just like be present with them, you know? There's no need to show off. And then the other two categories of these are to lead, which is to say, generally speaking, direct things, make choices. If the girl says, oh, okay, I'm free this day, say, cool, how about this restaurant at this time, at this place? Be like the person who gives her options, but also like makes decisions for the both of you. That's a very attractive quality in a guy in general. And the last thing in that series is to escalate, which is to say, don't let it be platonic if you like her, you know? Put your hand on her, and if the moment seems right, just freaking go in and just grab her and just kiss the fuck out of her. You know, like, be willing to escalate and take that risk. It can be scary at times. It's all right. We've all been there. I've been afraid too. I'm afraid right now looking at you. And if you do those four things, dude, those are the basics of dating. At least that's what I think. That's what I found. I don't know everything, you know. I'm not one of these dating coaches who've slept with thousands of women, but women have found me pretty cute at times, all right? That's all I got to say to you. There is one bonus tip in all this, and that is to learn cold approach pickup. Cold approach, day game, night game, whatever. The ability to go up to a stranger and to build rapport with them. Look, this one's always a little bit scary. You do get a little bit more used to it, but the key is to just go up to the person if it seems okay, like an appropriate situation, and just literally say whatever you can think of. Like, dude, you could just go like, be like, goo goo gaga, you so sexy. And she'd be like, what? And you'd be like, I don't know, I'm sorry, I just wanted to say hi. You can do whatever you want, just with the open. But that's cold approach pickup, man. And that's a bonus tip. That's a tip of nobility for you. Moving on, mental health and happiness. The fundamentals of that I found are sleep 8 hours, meditate, do nofap, stay sober, make plans, and stick to them. And the last one I think is very important. It's the only one I'll talk about in this list, because I think the rest is pretty obvious. Sleep, meditation. Hopefully a good amount of people who watch me do believe in some amount of benefits in nofap. But make plans and stick to them. Here's the thing about life as you get older, man. people stop keeping up with each other. You lose your friends as you get older. And oftentimes you wonder, like, damn, I really like this friend from like 5 or 10 years ago. You know, we were such good friends in high school or in college. We would talk all the time. Now we'd never see each other. It could be anything, you know, like I used to play badminton all the time. Why don't I do that anymore? You have to actually like keep doing things, and you got to tell yourself, I'm going to keep doing things. And then you have to put it in your calendar. And then despite what your head is saying, before you do the thing, you just have to say, like, I'm going to do this. You make plans to meet with a friend, right? Okay, everyone gets this feeling right before, you know, you got 7 p.m. plans or something. You're like, oh, actually, I'm just annoyed and I'm tired and it's raining outside. I just want to stay at home. Get in your damn car and go meet the friend. Genuinely. If you made plans, stick to those plans. Do the thing. It's always easier to not do something than to do it. And in the moment, I don't know why we're all like this, even though we all know that social connections and activities and connection is a life well lived. Just literally taking action is a life well lived. In the moment, right before we have to do a lot of stuff, we get this panic, we get this dread. And you have to just do it, because you will never regret taking action. But what you will regret, what will cause misery, is for you to stay home and scroll your damn phone. That's just nothing. That time just doesn't exist. And then the last tier I want to address is YouTube. Because actually, a lot of people want to grow on YouTube and they want to have their own YouTube channels. But I think it's the one social platform that people get the most overwhelmed by. Because unlike TikTok or Instagram or other vertical form type content creation, maybe like blog posts or whatnot, it seems so hard to put together a YouTube video. And it's probably safe to say YouTube is the hardest platform to grow an audience on. But because it's so hard, I think it's also the most rewarding. The audience that you build through a YouTube channel or maybe like a podcast is one that hopefully, if you built up a good brand, they have a deeper connection with you. And the depth of that connection holds tremendous weight, you know, in all aspects. So for anyone who wants to know what I think are the fundamentals of growing on YouTube, those are market research titles, making great thumbnails, writing scripts that make sense, saying those scripts well on camera, and finally, editing for comprehension and uploading. Even some of those goals that you only dare dream for yourself that you think are very, very lofty and you're like, fuck, I don't know how I'm gonna do this, like that's crazy. Or maybe you're even in a position in life where it's like not a good place, which is where I was 6 years ago, you know, like where things weren't going very well. Instead of going ham and trying every single thing you can think of and getting into the minutia, ask yourself, what are the foundations? What are the basics of the thing I'm trying to achieve? I redid this exercise for myself recently because I still want to make progress in a mainstream acting career. I want to make short films, eventually direct a feature film. And I think that journey is still 5 or 7 years away from reaching fruition. But I did this exercise and I realized if I want to make progress in acting, if I want to ever book a mainstream acting role, I should probably take acting classes, reach out to 3 producers, casting directors, directors every day and try to offer them value, offer them something, let them know what I've been working on. And lastly, submit auditions that seem worth doing. That's it. You know, those are the basics. And when you do the basics, you don't just get 80% of the results, you get almost all of them. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nikhil. This channel is a combination of video essays for creatives, comedy sketches, and lifestyle challenges. If that appeals to you, then consider subscribing. If you'd like to connect with me further, you can check me out on Instagram, where I try to post helpful things related to such topics. But with that being said, for those of us who stick to the basics and work hard at them, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll see you guys soon.